At issue was a May 30th meeting by the Borough Assembly, where Assembly members voted to hold a closed-door executive session to discuss the reorganization of Borough department heads following the retirement of Petersburg's electrical superintendent. In early July, a group of local residents turned in applications seeking a recall petition for Assemblymembers J. Stanton Greger, Nancy Strand, Kurt Walhuter, and Eric Castro. Mayor Cindy Lagadakis and Assemblymember Bob Lynn were not the subject of recalls because they're nearing the end of their terms and can't be recalled under state law. Likewise, new appointee Jeff Mucci is nearing the end of his appointed term. He was also not on the Assembly yet for that May 30th meeting. The applicants allege that the meeting violated Alaska's Open Meetings Act because the reasons given for the closed-door session were not specific enough and did not qualify for executive session under state law. Borough Attorney Sarah Heidemann disagreed with that contention. In a six-page opinion on July 24th, Heidemann cites past legal challenges on recall applications in Alaska. Heidemann writes that she advised the Assembly that it could go into executive session and suggested the language of the motion to go into that closed meeting. She writes, quote, "Courts in other jurisdictions, which also have for-cause limitations on the recall of public officials, have held that public officials who rely on the legal advice in connection with open meetings laws have not committed recallable offenses," unquote. Heidemann recommended that the grounds for recall be found insufficient and that the recall petitions not be issued. Borough Clerk Debbie Thompson agreed with that recommendation and notified the application sponsors July 24th she would not be issuing petitions for recall. Gary Morgan is the prime sponsor of the recall effort. He says the group will be meeting to decide their next steps.
You can pretty much decide what way you want to lean based upon different court decisions. So what their attorney sent made sense. So at this point, we're going to talk to our attorney. We're going to meet as a group and decide what we want to do, whether we want to fight this first recall issue or if we want to file a new recall petition.
Another option for the group is to have some candidates run for office this October. Morgan thinks that may be the best option for a group of borough residents who do not agree with the current borough assembly.
Maybe we'll just wait and see how the next election goes and put our efforts into reelecting and balancing out this assembly. Our big concern is that the assembly isn't listening to the citizens and representing them fairly.
The month-long filing period for local candidates just opened. Voters will be deciding on the borough's next mayor, along with the two seats on the assembly. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.